Bobby Brown, B-O-B-B-Y, B-R-O-W-N, 12-19-38. Today is 10 o'clock on the 23rd of September. Patient was seen at his house at 9:58 a.m. Put at his house at 12911 Townwood Drive, Houston, Texas, 77035. Patient, this note will be shared with the hospice medical director if patient is deemed appropriate for hospice admission. New paragraph, this is an 86-year-old truck driver, used to work for different grocery stores, delivered supplies. Last he worked for Kroger, K-R-O-G-E-R. He's been married 57 years to a loving wife named Martha. They have 8 children, 6 kids, period. New paragraph, patient had a history of heavy ETOH and smoking in the past, but neither does not do the one at this time, period. New paragraph, he suffers from hypertension, atherosclerotic heart disease, dementia, severe hyperlipidemia, peripheral vascular disease, status post-stroke times 2, has had hip surgery on the left side, fractured hip on the right side, did not require surgery, decreased pulses in the lower extremity, causing some intermittent claudication type symptoms, period. New paragraph, he has a very colorful medical history. On or about May of this year, he took a fall. He had a fractured left hip that required surgery, and then an area of his right hip that the orthopedist did not feel like required surgery at the time, but there was a hairline fracture present, period. New paragraph, he was in the hospital for 40 days. Because he developed a cholecystitis, he required percutaneous transhepatic cholangio drainage. Because his condition was not deemed stable enough for operation. Period. His other operations includes beside left hip includes eye surgeries in the past. Medical problems, hypertension, as I mentioned, no diabetes, coronary artery disease, atherosclerotic heart disease, dementia, end stage. He's lost at least 30 pounds or 40 pounds since hospitalization. He has a walker, but he's not able to use. He requires the help of 2 people to ambulate. He's ADL dependent. It's becoming very difficult for him to get to the doctor's office. He left the rehab on Sunday, and he's been home now 3 days, and the family's realized that they do not want him to go back and forth to the hospital, want him to be taken care of at home. And want hospice and palliative care to get involved, period. His medications include Coreg 3.25 twice a day, Namenda 10 milligrams twice a day, Lipitor 20 milligrams a day, Nifedipine 30 milligrams a day, Plavix 75 milligrams a day, Aricept 10 milligrams a day, Platal, P-L-E-T-A-L, 100 milligrams twice a day. Family history, mom and dad out of old age, but they both had advanced dementia, period. Mrs. Brown is beside herself. She knows she can't take care of him at home. She doesn't want him to go back to rehab or a nursing home. She's in the process of getting provider services involved regarding his care. He has had the two strokes have played a role in the past in his ability to move, but with his weight loss, advanced dementia, it seems like he's having a harder time moving. She's wondering if he's had a third stroke affecting his right side as well as the other strokes. Period. A paragraph. So patient was in rehab in hospital for 40 days. Then he was sent to rehab. He developed the infection about the transhepatic cholangio drainage, subsequently required more hospitalization, another 2 weeks, was sent back to rehab. So he's been in and out of the hospital rehab since summer of this year, period. His review of system is indicative for difficulty with eating, decreased appetite, confusion. He's only oriented to person, bowel and bladder incontinence, ADL dependency. He needs assistance to stand up with the help of 2 people. He wears a diaper, of course. He's sleeping. His sleeping is affected. He has sundowner syndrome, difficulty with and difficulty with mentation. As I mentioned, he's only oriented to person and only at times, period. His blood pressure, 130 over 77, pulse is 90, respiration is 22, or 2 sats, 94% here today. Heart positive, stone positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash around mucosa with any lesion. The scar tissue of the percutaneous transhepatic cholangeal drainage. Note that there's no drainage in place. There's no Foley catheter. Patient is wearing a diaper. Patient demonstrates severe weight loss about the temporal region, upper extremity, lower extremity, abdomen, scaphoid. Assessment, 86-year-old gentleman, soon to be 87, with advanced dementia. Stroke times two, recent hospitalization, off and on since summer of this year with cholangitis and subsequent percutaneous transhepatic cholangeal drainage. The tube has to be replaced at least four times. Subsequent rehab placement, then going back to the hospital because of infection of the cholangeal drainage. Period. Nepergav patient has been left quite debilitated with significant weight loss of 40 pounds, muscle wasting. His dementia is much worse, again, because of the repeated infection, his left hip surgery, right hip fracture that did not require surgery, and in and out of the hospital with infections about the drainage tube. They had asked the family if they wanted a G-tube because of decreased appetite. His wife declined, and instead they have chosen to for patient to be taken care of at home with the help of provider and the hospice and palliative care. Period. Nepergav, patient has had two strokes in the past. The question is, has she had another one? He's weak on the right side, or this is all related to his advanced dementia, all the changes that was noted above. It's the opinion of this examiner that patient is having multiple lacunar strokes on a regular basis given his history of longstanding hypertension and atherosclerotic heart disease, and they're affecting his ambulation and his eating as well as mentation as well. Multiple lacunar strokes will cause significant changes in patient's mentation over time. And this may be part of the dementia picture that we're seeing at this time. Currently, Nepergav, he does not have a percutaneous transhepatic cholangeal drainage, but with the sick gallbladder, he can develop the cholecystitis, and he can die at any time, period. I had a long talk with his wife regarding supportive care, and a friend is also here today helping her, but provider services are definitely a necessity, and social work should get involved in helping him get that as soon as possible, period. Oh, put in there some more immunization. The hospital told him he doesn't need any immunization at this time, in quotation, but she doesn't know exactly what he got when he got it. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. All right.